Hello, this is Dan Coughlin with my article, 12 Lessons from 6 Days in New York City. Barb and I took our kids, Ben and Sarah, to New York City recently for 6 days. First time we've ever done that. Technically, it was Sarah's senior trip, but it turned out to be a massive learning experience for me. Here are 12 lessons I learned that I think can be used in any business. Lesson number one, build a magnet. What is New York City? How do you define it? That question went through my mind as we went from Times Square to Central Park to the Plaza Hotel to the Statue of Liberty to the 9/11 Memorial to the Empire State Building to Rockefeller Center to a Broadway show to a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden to the NBC Studios to the Today Show to Ellen's Stardust Theater. It finally hit me. New York City is a magnet. It attracts great architects, builders, actors, designers, entertainers, athletes, and so on. In your business, who do you want to attract to you in the form of employees and customers? Around what type of value do you want to magnetize these people to you, both personally and as an organization? Lesson number two, be polite. Despite all contrary reports, everyone we met in New York City was friendly and patient, including employees and citizens. It made our experience really, really enjoyable. Are you and the people you work with polite and friendly and easy to work with, or cranky and bossy and difficult to work with? Lesson number three, maintain breadth and depth. Within the type of business you want to be in, provide both breadth and depth. New York City covers sports to business to the arts to education to entertainment with an extraordinary level of breadth and depth. That's what we should all aspire to provide in the area we want to work in. Lesson number four, be really, really good at what you do. The singers at Ellen's Stardust Diner were amazing. They were also the waiters and waitresses in the diner working for tip money. The Uber drivers were incredible, even during a 12-inch snowstorm. All the actors and actresses in Wicked, the show on Broadway we saw, were phenomenal. The pages on the NBC studio tour were like long-term professionals. The 9/11 Memorial is breathtaking, and the New World Trade Center is 1,776 feet high, get it? Making it the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. As I turned 360 degrees, there were incredible buildings everywhere I looked. Whatever you do, you need to do it really, really well. That's how you stand out in any crowd. Lesson number five, stay calm and have fun. If I had to drive in New York City, I would be stressed out, as in heart attack stress. The drivers we met were laughing at our stress. Somehow, a bicycle rider magically went in between two taxis and came out without a scratch. Al Roker and Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie were smiling on the set of the Today Show, and when they came outside in 25-degree weather. A restaurant named Tony's DiNapoli was packed at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night, and the waiters and waitresses looked totally relaxed. Have fun with whatever you do. Lesson number six, make it timeless and practical. While we were on vacation, I was reading a great book by Chip and Joanna Gaines called The Magnolia Story. Jo explains how she focuses on her home designs being both timeless and practical. That's what in New York City was like. Timeless in many ways, and yet practical and functional at the same time. As you focus on creating value for customers, consider how to make it timeless and practical. Lesson number seven. Have spaces that help you re-energize. In the middle of Manhattan, on property that has to be worth $1 billion, rests Central Park. Think about that. New York City values 843 acres of prime real estate to re-energize yourself so much that they have preserved it since 1858. What spaces do you have at home and at work that help you to re-energize? Value those spaces in your life. Invest in creating and preserving them. You will need them to keep growing as a person and as an organization. Lesson number 8, think and act for the long term. The Empire State Building and Rockefeller Center were built during the Great Depression. Not the Great Recession, but the Great Depression, as in 85 years ago. Central Park was built 160 years ago. The Statue of Liberty was built in 1875 and stands just as proudly as ever. Do work that has a lasting impact, as in its impact will last for many generations, not for the next 3 months. Lesson number 9, time with your family is invaluable. Quite literally, the four of us were within 20 feet of each other every minute for 6 days, or so it seemed. That would be 2 teenagers and 2 people in their 50s, and it was awesome. Your work is not your life. Your work is a subset of your life. Enjoy your family. The best investment I know of is time with your family. Lesson number 10, be ready for your moment. Matt Lauer is really good at what he does. He's been the co-anchor of the Today Show for 20 years. We saw where Johnny Carson hosted the Tonight Show for his first 10 years, and where Jimmy Fallon does it today, or tonight. Chip and Joanna Gaines have been fixing up homes for over 10 years before their hit television show, Fixer Upper, became a reality. All these folks got an opportunity, and they were ready for that moment. If you received an incredible break right now in your work, would you be ready to seize that moment and make the most of it? Lesson number 11, make your work interactive with your customers. At the Today Show, Barb shook hands with Matt Lauer, perhaps the highlight for her, not only of our trip, but of our marriage. Just kidding, honey, I think. Sarah gave a high five to Jenna Bush on the Today Show. Al Roker took the time to shake hands with nearly every person around the outdoor stage. Ben talked NBA basketball with an Uber driver. We were all on the Today Show for about 2 seconds as the camera scanned the crowd. Do you create memorable experiences as you interact with your customers? Don't be the wizard behind the curtain. Get out and interact with your customers. Lesson number 12, you have to have freedom to build a great business. We spent one day just getting to the Statue of Liberty and the 9/11 Memorial. It really hit me that no great business exists without people having the freedom to make decisions and take risks. We wouldn't have that freedom if it were not for millions of military people sacrificing enormously to preserve that freedom. Freedom should be cherished for the incredible value that it brings to all of us every day. And then we have to have the courage to hang on to that freedom and use it. My favorite lines in Wicked were from the song Defying Gravity. Here they are. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Appreciate your freedom and have the courage to make the most of it. Don't play by the rules of someone else's game. Learn from every life situation you're in. and apply those lessons to making a significant difference in your work and in your life.